And over the next, say, 5 weeks, I believe, we're going to be reading from the book of Ephesians in each of our epistle lessons. Our Bible studies also, the morning right, the time right before worship, our elder Merv Munster, as he did this morning, is guiding us in studies of those passages. So this morning, our reading, we're moving along to Ephesians chapter 2, will be the basis of my message as well. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Jesus himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down the flesh, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two being Jews and Gentiles, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.